certainly had quite a few fires. I mean, there's always a lot of fires when something like this happens. There's fires kind of at the beginning when the power goes off, it feels like, and then when the power starts to get turned back on, there are things, you know, they turn the power back on and there's a branch hanging over, you know, a power line or something that causes fires later on. So I didn't hear about anybody doing, you know, in the past when there's been a time where it's been really cold outside, you know, you've heard about people that maybe started a generator in their house or did something like that. I didn't hear about any circumstances where we had, you know, people doing things that caused additional issues. But we certainly, you know, that night, the wind started to blow and the phones started to ring almost immediately. We had to call in additional dispatchers to come and answer the phone. And at one point, the call volume was so heavy that it was rolling from Salina over to Dickinson County to back up and try and get all those calls. We had to call in additional firefighters the first night just to respond. So anytime there's a disaster like this, our main thing is let's try and get the streets cleared as quickly as possible. And the reason we do that is because heart attacks and medical issues don't stop just because the weather gets bad. So we want to have access for our emergency medical, our fire department to get to places throughout the
Safety,
town.
Then comfort.
So we immediately had crews out that night that started to remove trees from the streets. And if you saw, I feel like we did a pretty good job of getting the streets open and clear. There were some places where you might see a tree that laid across the street for a couple of days, and typically speaking, if it was that circumstance, there was a wire in that tree, so it was something that we couldn't affect until Evergy had a crew there.
I saw one of those come across Crawford, as a matter of fact, on my way into work.